The bells will ring out tonight on the campus of Salisbury University. They are large traditional carillon bells installed on the tower atop the Patricia R. Guerrieri Commons building. There are a total of 48, with the two largest weighing a combined 4 tons. And they will be played by 29-year-old Joey Brink at the dedication. He is an internationally recognized musician and teacher from the University of Chicago.
So tell me about these bells. What's special about them?
Well, they're one of the, actually it's the most American carillon, in that more bell mass has been made in the United States for this carillon than any other instrument since World War II. So that's really special. Meeks and Watson, the bell foundry from Ohio, has done an awesome job with these bells. I arrived last night and began practicing on the instrument. It's such a pleasing sound. It's really a joy to play. So I'm really honored to be here. This is my first inauguration recital. There aren't very many inauguration recitals or new carillons being made these days. I'm in the area for about a week. I'm visiting a bell foundry in Virginia, the Sunderland Foundry. It's a new bell foundry. So I'm going to be spending some time there. And then I head on to Mercersburg, Pennsylvania to play a concert on Sunday. And then I leave the area on Monday.
So give me a sense of the history of this.
The history of the carillon dates back about 500 years. The carillon as an instrument began in the Low Countries in Europe, Belgium and the Netherlands. And the instrument kind of originated from chime mechanisms that originally were used to send signals, tell the time, provide a means of communication between the city inhabitants. And over 500 years, the instrument evolved to make more bells, bigger bells, more expressive touch and possibilities. And it kind of evolved from a signaling mechanism into a musical instrument and a concert instrument.
How is it to play as opposed to, say, any other instrument?
Yeah, it's a really unique instrument. It's kind of like a piano in that it has a keyboard with a fully chromatic set of keys. The instrument here has 48 bells, and each bell is connected to an individual key on the keyboard. And rather than playing with fingers like on a piano, usually we play with our fists, and there's one bell for every key, so we can move our fist to strike a key, and it moves a clapper to strike the bell. So the bells themselves are stationary. The clappers only move about an inch to strike the bell, and that gives us a lot of control over the sound we're making. And because the clappers are resting only an inch away, we have a lot of control. We can play really softly by just striking the key really gently, or we can play really loud by giving a more aggressive stroke. We have a pedal board, and so we can play about 2 octaves in the pedals. So we can choose to play some of the notes with our hands or our feet. So with the pedals, we can play 4 notes at once with 4 limbs, but we can also open up our hands and play 2 notes at once with 1 hand. So it's actually pretty easy to play 6 notes at once, or even more if we're playing clusters of notes.
So what kind of music do you play on these?
I like to play a large variety of music because it's such a public instrument, and that's really the most unique feature about the carillon. Everybody on campus is going to hear the bells, whether they like it or not, and so it's really nice to play a variety of music that can appeal to different kinds of people. So I like to play classical music that's arranged for the bells, contemporary music that's written for the bells, as well as popular music, film music, jazz, all kinds of music to just get people's attention. Often people don't expect to hear a familiar tune coming from the bells, and they might hear it and recognize it, and then they say, oh, wow, what's going on there? Maybe I should listen to what's going to come next. So it's nice to grab people's attention with different kinds of music.
You have any particular favorite music for the bells?
Yeah, that's a hard question. I really love playing.
Put you in a spot.
I really love playing a variety. For popular songs, I really like playing the Beatles. I really like playing Disney songs. For more classical things, I love playing Bach and Chopin. I write my own music. I've written about 20 compositions for carillon. I like playing those. but there's just so much music written for the bells or arranged for the instrument. It's great to do all different kinds of things. Yeah.
So how did you get involved with playing these?
Yeah, so I started playing the carillon about 10 years ago as an undergraduate at Yale University. I joined a student program there, actually just an extracurricular activity. I was an engineering major at Yale, but I pursued the bells very intently as a hobby throughout college. And after graduating, I went on to a carillon school in Belgium and studied further in Belgium. And I've been at the University of Chicago for about 2 years now as the carilloner there, playing every day and teaching students.
So how many people are capable of playing these bells, do you think?
Yes, I get that question sometimes. It's kind of hard to answer. There's about 600 carillons in the world, and maybe about, I don't have a great source on this number, but maybe somewhere between 500 and 1,000 capable players. Many more players that know how to play something on the instrument, but maybe don't play actively.
What's a good spot to hear bells like that?
Yeah, so the best advice I like to give for listeners is imagine the tower fell over, and wherever the tip of the tower lands, that radius circle there, that's the best place to listen. So people often tend to listen too close to the tower, but actually the sound blends better, and it's actually sometimes even louder when you're further away from the tower.
Joey Brink, an internationally recognized musician, who will play the carillon bells on the tower atop the Guerrieri Commons building. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.